Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I'm constantly looking for more ways to get more vegetables into my diet. Now, one of the best and most versatile is to start using a wok or something very much like it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, the wok is a simple tool, but there are some techniques you can learn to make your stir fries go better.
Yeah, it is a simple tool, but it's super complex to use, right? I mean, it's almost tough to talk about this because it's just really hard to do it right at home. But It's certainly worth the try, and it's a lot of fun, even if you don't get to where you're supposed to be. The food you make in it is pretty cool. I mean, this is a 2,000-year-old tool. I mean, it's been used for 2,000 years in China as the principal way to cook. And these days, pretty much they're made out of carbon steel, which is like what old knives used to be made out of, if you remember. And the whole idea is the patina that it develops on the surface. So caring for it is crucial in terms of it rusting, leaving it wet, things like that.
Yeah, because when I've been to a Chinese restaurant and they're working right in front of you, there's not a shiny wok in the place.
No. They generate, and you know, I liken it to seasoning a cast iron pan, where over time the oils burn literally and degrade into the surface of the pan to make it nonstick. It's the same with wok. So washing the wok with just pure water, rinsing it out, giving a slight coat of oil at the end will preserve rusting and start to gently build up this patina.
What are some of the best techniques to use?
Well, it's all about high heat, and that's one of the dilemmas we have at home. I know that when I worked at some of these high-end cooking places that they do have residential wok rings you can install. High heat's crucial. If you have gas, you're going to be in good shape. If you don't, cooking on like even induction doesn't, I love induction, but it doesn't work well with a wok. I ended up buying some of those little propane camping stoves so I can get good intense heat. Because the fact of the matter is there's sort of three zones, and cooking in the wok, we're tossing the food a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are, right.
It's kind of like, again, a little bit scary at home to try and do it right, because the food needs to get height, because there's three distinct cooking things happening here. Right down on the surface of the wok is the convection phase, where we see things like the Maillard reaction happening, which is that browning. Caramelizing of things, right? That adds great flavor. Slightly above there is, when as you're tossing the food, we call it the condensation area. That's where steam rising from the pan, which water's being given off by what we're cooking.
Right.
Steam is a great cooking vessel, right? So the things like 6 inches above the pan as we toss them are actually getting tossed in the steam and cooking on their own. And then on top, we have the conduction zone, which is where things start to cool down and actually sort of cook themselves almost stew-like. So we have three different zones. If you're doing it right, you're adding three different flavors. We're getting a small breakdown of the cooking oil, which adds to this thing that the Chinese call wok hei. Or this total flavor that you get from cooking in a wok.
How much oil is necessary?
It's very little. I mean, again, it's because we're not using it as a cooking medium or as a nonstick thing. It's just really to generate some heat down in the convection zone.
Wow.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. And if you don't get a lot of heat and you get a lot of moisture, you end up kind of having more like a stew in there. Mm-hmm. But it's still delicious. And it's still a ton of fun to cook with.
Would you ever cover the wok?
There are certain implications, but not when we're doing this true stir-fry style of things, which we're trying to cook vegetables pretty quickly.
We're going to put all of these tips on our website.
Yeah.
You should try them at home. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.